Hello, I'm Leon Thompson and I'm joined today by Martin Walker, Portfolio Manager at Audit Scotland, and he's here to answer some questions on the latest report looking at progress at Inverclyde Council. So Martin, briefly, what's the background to this report?
In June 2005, the first Best Value Audit report on Inverclyde Council was published. This was a critical report and the Commission found that the Council was not in a position to deliver best value. In particular, the Commission expressed concerns about leadership and decision-making, about the strategic management, and also the competitiveness of some of the services and their ability to demonstrate value for money. Since then, the Commission have considered two progress reports, and at the meeting in June of 2006, they commissioned this report, which provides a progress report on the Council as at the end of 2006.
Okay, so what are the main findings in this report?
The Council's moving in the right direction and there's a clear commitment and enthusiasm to improve. It's still got a long way to go, but it's getting the foundations in place that will help it secure the improvement that it needs.
Where is the Council making most progress and where is it making least?
Since the first audit report, the Council's appointed a new Chief Executive, it's established a new management structure and appointed what effectively amounts to a new management team. They've established new political management arrangements, there's been an improvement in the working relationship between elected members and officers, and they've also used external support to help it improve, and it's also starting to build its own capacity within the organisation to support improvement. Council now needs to build on the improvement that it has made and increase the pace of change. So this will include developing and implementing a performance management framework, improving the competitiveness of its trading operations, and also improving its corporate planning and budgeting. As far as the services are concerned, we found that most of the services are largely as they were in 2005. And this means that the ones that were performing well continue to perform well, and education and social work certainly fall into that category. But also the ones that were not performing so well, most notably housing services, still have a long way to go.
And finally, what happens next?
The Council will be monitored on an ongoing basis by the local audit team, as happens in all councils. And the Accounts Commission will take a further progress report in the summer of 2008.
Thank you very much, Martin.